USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Gavin Newsom avoided a recall vote in California, winning roughly two-thirds of the vote. His closest competitor, Republican Larry Elder, has given his concession speech. There were nearly 1 million votes that went to other candidates.
The reason we started this campaign is because Governor Gavin Newsom was sitting up there at the French Laundry restaurant with lobbyists who contributed to his campaign, with the people who drafted the mandate that they were violating.
The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is reporting South Carolina police have arrested a man who allegedly conspired with Alex Murdaugh. He's the high-profile attorney whose wife and son were murdered in a double shooting back in June. Police allege the plot was to shoot the father and get millions in life insurance payouts to his living son. 61-year-old Curtis Edward Smith faces charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud in connection with the case. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Day two, Blinken answers Senate questions.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator Bill Hagerty was one of the members who questioned the secretary. The Tennessee Republican says one thing he wanted to hear but didn't was accountability for the withdrawal and its failures.
And we've put America's reputation in the worst position that it's been in my lifetime. If you think about it from the perspective of the veterans that have served, from our allies who have served alongside us, and this is something that is extraordinarily difficult to even comprehend. The fact that we would have put the Taliban in a stronger position than they were 20 years ago when we went in, the fact that we'd have left them armed and made certainly the region much more dangerous now, if not the entire world, that's something that's very hard to square. And what we're seeing is a lot of equivocation, spinning. You know, people are trying to simply deflect. The Biden administration is not taking responsibility for this. I was very direct with Secretary Blinken today. Accountability is critical here. I appreciated the way he answered, but we've got to get to the bottom of this.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
A new book by Watergate reporter Bob Woodward claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley took action after January 6th to undermine President Trump in the waning days of his administration. Tom Cotton with the Senate Armed Services Committee on Fox News says, "We need to hear from Milley before anything else is done. President Trump called this treasonous, if it is true."
This book raises some serious concerns. I have to say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me. But General Milley and Secretary Austin are going to be testifying in front of Congress in just a few days, and we'll address these concerns. We don't want to jump to conclusions yet, but we'll certainly vet them and see exactly what happened. I know he will address it, and we'll ensure that he addresses it, but this is one of those claims, obviously, that seems a little far-fetched, the idea that an American military general is going to warn an adversary if an attack is coming. As you say, when Donald Trump was never even thinking about a military attack against China, the whole thing is pretty far-fetched. I will say this, though, that book also reports what's been widely reported, what we've heard in Congress just over the last 2 days in testimony from intelligence officers and senior military officers, that Joe Biden disregarded the military advice he received earlier this year about what would happen if he went forward with his disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we ought not to forget that. We ought not be distracted by that ongoing fiasco for which there's so much work still to be done.
The Kremlin reported Tuesday Russian President Vladimir Putin entered self-isolation after people in his inner circle became infected with the coronavirus. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.